introduction, and I thank the organizers for giving me this opportunity of the talk. My work is joint work with Professor Mukai. So as Professor Kondo briefly introduced, there is a very famous theorem of Mukai. I first recall it. It is on the classification of simplectic, finite simplectic automorphism groups of K3 surfaces. So let G be a finite group. Then the following is equivalent. And G has effective means kernel morphism is only the identity. Effective and simplectic action. On some K3. So we consider the main object is the finite group G, and K3 surface X can vary in this setting, and G is a subgroup of some explicitly classified 11 matchbar groups. And finally, we have for G, it has an embedding into the mesh group M23. This is a one-point stabilizer of M24, as Kondo introduced, in such a way that the number of orbits of G acting on the set of 24 points is greater than or equal to 5. These statements are equivalent. So this completely classifies here. The 11 maximal groups are explicitly determined. So this classifies the simplectic automorphism groups as abstract groups, as a subgroup of these 11 groups, and moreover, it characterizes such a group in terms of the mesh group M24, because this action is 24 dimensional. So our goal. Our goal in this talk is a version of this theorem for NDK surfaces. So I should here remark that there are 5 mesh groups, as Kondo introduced, and they are as follows. So the usually called mesh group is this largest group, M24, acting on the set of 24 points. But there are other groups. Of course, they are very closely related, but we have another mesh group, M12, which acts on the set of 12 points. And these inclusions are the stabilizers. I should mention that these actions quintuply transitive, very, very transitive. So we can consider without any ambiguity the stabilizers of these actions. This is also the stabilizer. A psychological evidence of this goal, how to say, this plan is as follows. Remind that if G is a finite group acting on a K3 surface, then the total cohomology group of X of Q is a 24 dimensional. Representation of G. This is 24 is actually the Euler number, Euler characteristic of X. And this is in fact corresponds to the Matthieu group M24. So at least very, very, very intuitively, we could have some this kind of guess. If G is a finite group of automorphisms of NDK surfaces, then the total cohomology group of S, and this is a 12 dimensional, and here there is a room that we can expect some connection to the Matthieu group. Let us briefly recall the K3 case. Here, not only the dimension, the coincidence of dimension and the degree of the Matthieu group, we have another more precise evidence for the this kind of correspondence. This is by characters of this representation. Let phi be a K3 automorphism of order n. Okay, and I assume this action is symplectic. Then we have the following properties. One, the order of n is less than or equal to 8. Second, the fixed point set of phi on this action of x on x is finite, at most finite. Of course, if this morphism is not identity. And third, the Lefschetz number of phi is defined as this is alternating sum, but we are in K3 case, so we don't have to consider the odd degree cohomologies. The place of induced action on the total cohomology group of X. So this is in fact the character of that representation, and this is by Lefschetz fixed point theorem equal to the topological Euler characteristic of the fixed sub variety. Yes. Thank you. Okay. the assertion is the restless number of phi it depends only on order n. So there are many automorphisms of order n, but actually on this number n suffices to compute the number L phi, and this is as follows. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The order of n is at most 8, and these numbers are as follows. This is observation due to Professor Nicklin and also Professor Mukai. And the most important one, the fourth, is that for any G, next we take an element of the group, Machu group M23, such that the order of G is equal to N, it has the same character. How to say? Okay, character. I mean that any G has a natural representation on the G has a permutation representation on omega, the set omega, and then G has a natural permutation representation, and it has a naturally defined character. So the assertion is that this number coincides with that of character of G of any same order. The character. Yes. So the conclusion is the total cohomology group as a representation of phi, and also the permutation representation defined by the definition of the Machu group, they are in terms of characters, they coincide. This is due to Mukai. The same any G has the same character as phi. Yes. So let us generalize these observations to indicate such things. I think everyone knows that indicate surface. Is a quotient of a K3 surface X by a fixed point free in automorphism. Fixed point free automorphism of order 2. And these surfaces, this class of surfaces are characterized by the properties. The vanishing of the irregularity and the geometric genus, and second plurigenus genus is one. Okay, what is the analog of symplecticness? We call that sigma. Let sigma in the auto S, and then sigma is called semi-symplectic if it acts the sections of the this one-dimensional representation is trivial. This is the most natural generalization. This would be the natural generalization to the endless cases of the simplexicness of automorphism. Of course, this is because the geometric genus vanishes, so we cannot make the precise definition of simplexicness. Here we remark that endless cases are in a sense opposite, that we have the following proposition. If the order of sigma is 2, I should say this is an example. If the order is 2, then this is automatically semi-simplectic. This is a very easy exercise. And even more, if the order of sigma is 3 or 5, then it is also semi-simplectic. It is automatically semi-simplectic. This is a little hard exercise. Yes, that exactly. In this case, Enrique's case, the connection to the small Machu group M12 is not very perfect. There are many facts. Basic observation is that the order of sigma, finite semi-simplectic automorphism sigma. So sigma is assumed to be finite, of finite order, the semi-simplectic. And then its order, it must be less than 7. And we can compare with the K3 case. The order is, in this case, less than 6. And 2 and 3. The Lefschetz number, this is defined in the same way. The character of the natural representation on the cohomology groups. And this number varies. Recall that in the K3 case, the Lefschetz number is determined only by the number n, the order of the element, sigma, or in that case, phi. But in the Enrique's case, this number varies. And in consequence, Only some of the automorphisms sigma has the same character as M11, as element of M11. So we cannot identify the representation on the cohomology groups and the natural permutation representation of M11. So this is a problem. So let us study fixed points. And this is a natural question. In this case, we only have the semi-simplexicness. So if the point P is fixed by sigma, then sigma has a natural local expression as a 2 by 2 matrix GL of the tangent space, and the determinant of d sigma, if this action is symplectic as in case 3 surface, then it should be 1. But we only have semi-symplecticness, which says that twice of the canonical bundle is only trivial, and sigma acts that space trivially. So we only have this is plus minus 1. So according to this fact, the fixed point of sigma decomposes as the plus part and disjoint union of minus part. So they are precisely the set that the local action is written as a matrix of determinant 1, as this is determinant minus 1. And we call this set the point of this set, the symplectic fixed point. And here, this is very different from case to case. Here, the diversity of indicate surfaces arises. Okay, for example, each one. If n is 2, then fix plus consists of 4 points, while fix minus consists of disjoint union of smooth curves. And here, the topological Euler number of this thing can vary very much. In fact, we have the Lefschetz number of sigma moved from minus 4 to 12. Yes. And in fact, we can. And this number can take any even number in this interval. Okay, next, let us study n equals 3 and 5. Then it is automatically semi-symplectic, and in this case, 6 minus is an empty set. So this is precisely an analog of the Ketley case. So yes, 6 plus is a 6, as Dolgachev pointed out, this is a lift to the Ketley. Yes, this is half of the fixed point on Ketley surface. And then this coincides with character of M11. First, let N be 4 or 6. In this case, 6 is fixed points are discrete. But we can have possibly how to say here, possibly we have a non-symplectic fixed points. So this is an obstacle for the coincidence of the character. Okay, so we define as follows. Let G be a finite finite group of automorphisms on NDK surfaces, and we have some semi-symplectic automorphism group. Also, then we call this action Machu. It is Machu of Machu type I continue in the next board. Yes, and it is not actually the same order. In case of order of sigma is 3 or 5, then the order could be in the case 3 and 3 and 6, and in the case of 5, 5 and 10. Yes, this is a symplectic list, so order 3, order n. The other one is the other one acts freely on the case 3 surface. Okay, the action is Machu. If the element of sigma, any element of G, has the same number L sigma as the character of same order element of M11. So we call the action Machu if any element of G, we call it sigma, has the same number, the same left-shift number as the character of the same order element of M11. So if we call it G, then order of G is equal to order of sigma. And we have the left shift number of sigma must equal to the twice of G acting on the set of here 12, the natural 12 dimensional permutation representation. Okay, concretely it is as follows. Concretely, if the order of sigma is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, then the left shift number should be 12, 4, 3, 4, 2, 1. I erased the K3 case, but in the K3 case, it continues, and the number was 24, 8, 6, 4, 4, and 2. So, yes. So in the order case, only the in order order 4 case, the left shift number is not divided by 2. In the other cases, the left shift number should be half of that of the K3 case. By using this definition, the coincidence of characters are automatical by definition. In this split, we can consider the connection of NDK's automorphism groups and the Machu group. In this case, small Machu group. Any questions? Next, I give an example of NDK's automorphisms. the difficulty in studying NDK's automorphisms is perhaps there are less projective models, less symmetric projective models than in the Caseley case. NDK surfaces are a little difficult to construct explicitly than Caseley surfaces. The first example, we use the NDK Zeck stick. It goes as follows. First, I explain the generality. We consider this tetrahedron in the projective free space, and we consider the union of these edges. So let the union Lij equal union of edges. Then the proposition is that if S prime is a Zeck stick surface with ordinary double lines, ordinary line, double lines along this edges, and no other singularities, then the normalization or the singularization is an NDK surface. This model was at the beginning NDK himself used. The singularities of this NDK Zeck stick is a little subtle. We can also admit rational double points, but sometimes it happens that even if generically it is an ordinary double curve along these edges, it can happen that it is worse than we expect, and it cannot be resolved by usual normalization or something like that. So that's not a very precise description, but very rigorous description, but I don't discuss it. No, I think. Yes. This has a 10-dimensional moduli, but only generic one. Okay, and this is a generality, and let F1 be the following polynomial, but it is rather long. Just say F2, F4. They are symmetric polynomials, and this is F1 square, F4 plus S3 square minus 4. Here, Si is a fundamental symmetric polynomial. Symmetric polynomial of degree I. So they are degree 6, and actually this is reducible, but it's okay. And the pencil, let us consider the pencil A1 F1 plus A2 F2 equals 0, A1 A2 here in P1. And we take the generic element S prime. Then, of course, it has the action of S4, the symmetric group of S4 of degree 4 acts on the letters XYZ W. Okay, this is this surface consists of symmetric polynomials. So S4 acts this surface, acts on this surface, and also the its desingularization. And another, let sigma be the Cremona involution. X Y Z W. Sorry. Okay, one is the permutation of letters, and other automorphism is by XYZW sent to the inverse of them. They commute, so the direct product acts on the endicate surface S, and this action is semi-symplectic, automatically semi-symplectic, because it is generated by order 2 elements, and inside that, a little hard part is to consider the mature part, but it can be done by using left set fixed point formula, and this is Machu semi-symplectic subgroup or Machu semi-symplectic action on S. As many people can guess that this is one of the maximal groups. So, different from K3 is that it has a moduli. Even maximal groups can have moduli in our classification. And the second example is in the context of elliptic surfaces. Okay. The group is the same, but the complex structure of the endicate surface moves in one-dimensional family. Example second. This is in the context of elliptic surface. Let us recall that every endicate surface is an elliptic surface over P1 and has two multiple fibers of multiplicity 2. And its Jacobian is a rational elliptic surface. Rational elliptic surface. Usually this operation, it's not very explicit, but the operation from S to R is said to be taking the Jacobian, or basic number, basic member in Kodaira's notation. And this construction from rational elliptic surface with a section, we can construct under some restrictions, we can construct endicate surface S and its elliptic fibrillation explicitly. And this was known to several people, but recently Professor Fulek and Schutt considered very systematically. We use this construction. Let R be the elliptic surface Y square X. This this base change of the Legendre surface, Legendre normal form. This is a rational elliptic surface with four singular fibers. Singular fibers are of this form are the model value lattice, or just the group of sections of this elliptic curve is isomorphic to z over 2 times z over 4. Here we can construct several automorphisms. Let G be a group generated by sigma and iota and T of alpha. Here, sigma sends x, y, s. This is an automorphism of the elliptic surface R. And sigma sends this way. It acts on the base and changes. I guess these singular fibers are inverted and these two-gone fibers are preserved in this operation. This is order two, and iota is the inversion of fiber-wise inversion. X, Y, S sends to X minus Y, S. And T alpha is a translation. Translation by alpha. So this is this becomes a group of order 32. A little difficult to describe the actual precise group structure. And the construction by using, recall that this R has two torsion sections. X, Y is 0, 0. This is a two torsion. And using this two torsion and by the base change construction of Fulek and Schutz, we can get the action of G on Henrique surface. Henrique surface S over P1 and inside it here we can see that there exists the direct product of Z2 and Z4 acts Machu semi-simplectically on the surface. Now I state the theorem. Unfortunately, we have one more example. Example 3 is the Kondo's seven type. So, in 1986, Professor Kondo classified Henrique surfaces with total automorphism group is finite order, and they are divided into seven classes. Also Professor Nicolin classified the root invariants, and Professor Kondo realized them. And the last one is actually Machu semi-simplectic action of the symmetric group of degree 5. Theorem, Fanon's example. A little reminder. The Marshall Group of Degree 24 acts on 24 points, and M12 acts on 12 points. And their relation is as follows. There is a very special partition of these 24 points into 12 plus 12 points partition, a special partition. And M12 actually coincides with the subgroup of this partition. So M12 sends points of this set to its points. So this is a stabilizer of M12 is a stabilizer of this partition. So we write this as omega, and this is omega plus, and then the remaining points 13 to 24 we call omega minus. In this notation, theorem for a finite group G, the following are equivalent. One, G has an effective Marshall semi-symplectic action on some NVK surface S. Second, G is explicitly determined maximal groups. So G is inside. And the five groups are A6, symmetric group S5, and the group of this form. This is a semi-direct product. The two in the examples, and the two times the four, they are maximal groups. And third, G has an embedding into S6, which sits in very natural way in M12, in such a way that either first any G, the fixed points of the action of G on omega plus is not empty, or for any G the fixed point of the action on omega minus is not empty. Or here we have an exception. G is isomorphic to Z over 2 mod G over 4. So here it is a little frustrating, but I don't discuss it. Last one. Ah, yes. Yes. There are several groups not contained in M11. This one is not contained in M11, and also this one. But the speciality to this case is that there are two essentially different conjugacy class of order 4. And it acts, one of it acts here with the fixed points, and the other acts here, minus two fixed points. And other conjugacy plus act freely. So it, in this case, we cannot say that we cannot use this this characterization, group theoretic characterization. Let me show the table of the final result. G is there are five groups. The Montiel and three, G8, F5, and A6. Ah, please wait a minute. The order the 8, 24, 72, these numbers and moduli number. So this is a table of the maximal groups, and these as an example, the first two I already showed, and this example is Fanon's surface. And the other important ingredient in our proof is that unfortunately this group and this group this group is three-Schlo normalizer of the group F6, the symmetric group of degree 6. These two group actions are not visible, and their existence is proved by lattice theoretic construction. It would be very happy that we could see the action of these groups on Encke surface very explicitly. Uniqueness of these groups are not established yet. But I think we can expect, we can hope, but the proof is not. Sorry? Visible examples. I mean the construction from the projective plane or projective space, and it's a complete intersection, or from elliptic surface, and the construction is not a logarithmic transformation. Yes. In the remaining 5 minutes, okay. Yes. Yes, thank you. So I will sketch the proof. A, in the classification part, here the main subject will be the classification of mature semi-symplectic actions on Encke surfaces. Basically, this is done in a geometric way. In this Encke case, the characters are not very enough for the classification. Of course, we use it, but first we classify possible fixed sub-varieties. Second, So, as professors, some of the professors pointed out, if G is a semi-symplectic action on any K surface, it lifts on the K3 surface. So in this sense, our classification is a subset of Mukai's classification. And so we have enough knowledge for the groups. And the second step is the elimination of some of those groups by using characters. And the third step will be the elimination by using geometry. In the NVKS case, we have to consider the geometry of it, because there are several groups that passes character criterion, but actually does not exist. For example, of the geometric elimination. Let us consider the we don't have to assume it much that just a semi-symplectic action. We suppose that there was a semi-symplectic action on any case surface of order 8. Let us eliminate this action. In this case, if X is a universal covering K3 surface, and here we have a action phi of phi, and we have the lift which we choose to be symplectic lift on X. And the fixed points of this lifted action consists of two points. So we could have here this is a quotient by the free involution epsilon. And so here we have the action of epsilon on X, and they commute. And this is almost the definition of the automorphisms of NVK surface. So here the main restriction is that epsilon acts on X freely. So here we have two points, and from the commutativity, these two points we call P and Q. So if epsilon sends P to Q, and conversely, then it could be it does not contradict to the freeness of epsilon. But this cannot happen. We have to look at this theorem more closely by using holomorphic left shift formula. The local action, so let us recall that the finite group action on some fixed points can be linearized. And the holomorphic left shift formula says that the local action of phi tilde on P could be this way, and another zeta h. If it acts on P as in this way, then the other side must be this way. If we look at this, we cannot send point P to Q, because their eigenvalues are not equivalent. And finally, here continues. Step 4, just summarizing the result. A And also, I mentioned, as I mentioned, we need lattice-theoretic construction of the maximal group, some of the maximal groups. And in this way, we can prove the theorem. So thank you very much.